This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Reports to the Anonymous Student Reporting System Safe to Tell are up significantly this school year. The program received more than 12,000 reports last semester. That's a 40% increase from the same period the previous school year. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school complaints. December reports included students researching and planning acts of violence. The smokestacks of the landmark Martin Drake power plant in Colorado Springs are set to come down in the first quarter of this year. Crews have been doing abatement work on the smokestacks to comply with safety regulations. When they do start coming down, it will be in 20-foot sections. Colorado Springs Utility says the plant should be fully demolished by the end of the year. Hundreds of people came out in the cold Monday to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at Denver's annual parade. Among them was CPR's John Daly.
When they arrived at the King statue in City Park, the temperature was minus 4 degrees. The National Weather Service warned of wind chills as low as minus 18. Still, that didn't stop a half hour of speeches and a march downtown through several inches of snow. Cynthia Thompson from North Glen says she comes to the event every year.
I planned on making it. This is something we do. This is the coldest that it's been for a long time, but I usually try to make it to the parade.
It was the 40th anniversary of the parade. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It should be not as cold in Denver today, with metro highs near 30. It gets warmer again tomorrow. This is CPR News.